This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live. We're kicking off the second hour of the program. You can join us here, 202-380-3699. Ready to snitch out your friends and your family? I bet they're going to pay you.
For fun and profit.
Yes. The federal government is rolling out whatever the hell program to encourage people to tell on their loved ones.
I've talked about this, I think maybe yesterday or on a previous episode, but When empires, you know, enter sort of the downside of their time, you know, and it's a different cycle, different length of time for every empire, but generally speaking, they tend to begin to consume themselves in some way, shape, or form.
Could they hurry up, please?
Well, I see that this is what they're, you know, targeting people within the United States of America who exercise the rights of things like free speech, for example, is definitely a sign of the empire in decline.
And of course, they're you know, using the January 6th event in Washington, D.C. at the Capitol building.
Yeah, they don't use, like, riots and the burning of, like, police stations or anything like that. They use what could be called, I don't even know, a quiet riot, if you will. I don't know what to call it. It was like, and, like, I was reading something else.
The least
else.
Dangerous revolution ever.
I was reading something else, too.
Where unarmed coup.
Yeah. Where they were you know, doing some research on, you know, how people got into the buildings and that kind of a thing.
Oh, yeah, they still won't release the footage.
Yeah, they're saying that it was plants. It was FBI, right? Oh, yeah. Like, basically let people in.
Well, I remember seeing footage from the outside of cops just letting people in the side doors.
I was watching somebody's live stream YouTube who was there, and in the comments, the YouTube streamer himself was saying, "You guys, this thing was done by old men with canes." Like, old men with canes were the ones, you know, sort of leading, you know, the way for the rest of everybody to get in there. There's no way that this is anything, you know, like a riot or a coup.
Yeah,
or
people were
like
walking when they got into the building. They were, like, staying within the lines. They weren't crossing over the, you know, easy to cross. Whatever the hell you call them, those rope barricades.
Right, everyone, tour guide rules, guide rules.
I mean, it was the most unthreatening situation. The only threats were really coming from the federal agents who were in there shooting people.
Well, yeah, that's where the only bloodshed came from.
Well, and it was pointed out to me that can you think of a single day during the months and months of riots that we had where places are getting burnt down, people are getting killed? Can you think of a single day of that where, like, oh, we point it that day and we just keep going over what happened that day? I can't.
No, I don't.
I mean, we had months of this, and that's actual harm to actual people and their property. But there's no single event that we keep pointing out to that. And then you have this, where, the only person I'm aware died. So, like, there was a policeman that died suspiciously. Who they reported, oh, yeah, he got beaten to death with a fire extinguisher. Not even remotely true, just zero truth to it. And that came out quietly later. Oh, and the lady who got shot.
Right. The protester.
Well, what they're trying to do, of course, is make that date into something, you know, akin to 9/11. Remember the day, January. What is it?
I don't think that's the right comparison at all. I think what they're trying to make this is the Reichstag, like the burning of the Reichstag.
Well, okay, sure. But in defense of my analogy, to make it something akin to 9/11 is, if you just look at the way everybody treats 9/11 now, as, you know, and I'm not saying those events weren't horrible, but I'm just saying they're trying to use that as
their springboard.
It's their springboard, because they have a formula in which they use the media to, you know, make these sentiments, right? Everybody's watching the TV.
The veneration, the collective sorrow.
Right.
We really got to change our civilization to make sure that this doesn't happen again.
Right. And they're following that template.
Mm. Glenn Greenwald's on their report, so the U.S. federal government, various different agencies have come together for their domestic violent extremism poses heightened threat in 2021 report. From all these different federal, you know, FBI, CIA, DIA, DHS, sort of a joint task force. They, according to Greenwald, the U.S. security state apparatus regards the agenda of domestic violent extremists as, quote, derived from anti-government or anti-authority sentiment, unquote, which includes, quote, opposition to perceived economic, racial, or social hierarchies.
So, like, all the skateboarders out there are going to be targets.
Yeah. Oh, so we're good then.
all the punk rockers.
So we're in the clear because our issue is perceived and real political hierarchies. Like, the class that we're concerned with isn't economic class, and it's not racial minority or anything like that. It's you have this political clout that lets you get away with murder, and we don't.
I don't think we're going to be good. I don't think their interpretation is going to be the same as yours. In sum, to the Department of Homeland Security, an extremist is anyone who opposes the current prevailing ruling class and system for distributing power. Anyone they believe is prepared to use violence, intimidation, or coercion in pursuit of these causes then becomes a domestic violence extremist subject to a vast array of surveillance, monitoring, and other forms of restriction.
Isn't that like a paraphrased speech out of like Star Wars? You know, isn't that like something the emperor said about, you know, how he's going to rule over the universe or whatever? And that's what the Rebel Alliance was like opposing, was their supreme rule over the universe.
It goes without saying, says Greenwald, that violence of any kind, including that which is politically motivated, is a serious crime under U.S. law, and it's the proper role of the U.S. government to investigate and prevent it. But there are real and important legal and institutional limits on the authority of the intelligence community to involve itself in domestic law enforcement or other forms of domestic political activity that seem threatened here, if not outright violated. In particular, the report's acknowledgement that it was compiled by institutions including Department of Homeland Security, with contributions by the CIA and the Defense Intelligence Agency, has alarmed numerous members of the House Intelligence Committee. Recently, all 10 members of the House Intelligence Committee wrote a previously unreported letter to the National Director of Intelligence to, quote, raise serious concerns about the production of this document by the intelligence community and to seek clarification on the facts related to its production. So even some of the, you know, political people are acting upset about
this. For our listeners who might not be taking in all of the verboseness of what the government is saying here, let me summarize it for you.
Thank you, yeah.
Support the state or else.
That's right, or you'll be investigated.
Or else.
And when they investigate you, they like to find something, you know, even if they have to cook it up.
Ain't that the truth?
Among the issues raised with the DHS report was not subject to the standard rigors of the normal intelligence community findings, yet continuously makes sweeping claims that it prefixes with the authoritative phrase, the IC, intelligence community, assesses. The committee members found this to be misleading, adding that we urge you to clarify which elements in the IC concurred with this judgment and the intelligence basis, if any, for the concurrence. I don't think it matters, though. You know, the intelligence community does whatever they want to do, and these are just some representatives or whatever sitting up there saying, you are out of line, intelligence community. We say you need to do these things better.
That is affirmative.
And then, you know, here we are 3 months later, and now they're rolling out, you know, public announcements of saying they're going to encourage people to turn in their friends and their family members and coworkers if they have suspicions about them.
This is so, it is literally eating itself. The state is going to eat itself. Who is the largest committer of atrocities amongst the citizenry of the United States of America?
The government.
Yeah. That's right. Yes, in all of its different forms. You put all that together and you go, how many murders, how many deaths, how many rapes have occurred as a result of the real domestic terrorism is occurring as a result of the state.
Well, I mean, I hear that they have their agents placed on the roadways just ready to extract your money from you. I mean, that's the little thing that we expect them to do every day to us, let alone when they get together and form a project like this. Or, I mean, it sounds like the FBI is going, you know, we need to be more like the CIA.
And, of course, the CIA isn't supposed to get involved in domestic activities, but yet they're part of this particular report. Greenwald has some thoughts on that. You're welcome to share yours with us at 202-380-3699. You ready to snitch out your friends and family? If you're a snitch, give us a call. We want to hear from you. It's Free Talk Live.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
join us here, I hope. We may be having some phone difficulties.
It's technicalities.
Yeah.
It's all one word now. It's not technical difficulties. It's a portmanteau. It's technicalties.
We are hopefully going to be able to resolve that when we get a chance. So bear with us. The number is 202-380-3699. And if you want to learn about how to call in on our SIP lines, you can do that over at freetalklive.com. It's the latest news piece posted there to the website, so check that out, too. In the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And the captain.
We continue with the story, Glenn Greenwald, who you may remember Glenn's name. He was the guy that broke the Edward Snowden story. And believe it or not, that was 8 years ago when that happened. It was 2013, the summer of 2013, when Ed Snowden story broke. It was Glenn Greenwald who really helped propel the Snowden story out there into the mainstream. Since then, he co-founded The Intercept, which was a site that, you know, again, he was the co-founder of. The idea was he was leaving The Guardian, who he'd been working for in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
He, I believe, lives in South America. And The Intercept was sort of his platform for a while where he could, you know, have more freedom to report on the things he wanted to. The Intercept ended up getting taken over somehow by whoever it was that, you know, he
was it one
on
of these
board.
Hostile takeovers?
I don't think it was hostile.
One of these corporate
front.
Things?
It didn't seem hostile, I don't think, to him, but later became that way, and he ended up being told how he could write and what he could write about and that kind of thing by his own company, basically, and he said, well, this isn't working out, and he took a walk, and he's now joined a website called Substack.com, where he can blog with some relative freedom, I believe.
A lot of folks are up on there now.
Apparently, that's like the place to be for decent journalism.
Peter Quinones?
Quinones.
He's up on Substack.
I heard Ed Snowden started there recently as well.
Yeah, there's I can't remember all the people, but I've run across articles preparing for the show, and the frequency of them occurring on Substack is like through the roof.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I don't know how long this one's going to last, but my understanding of the way this site works is that you can actually subscribe to your favorite reporter, and you can get their reports for free. I mean, I'm sure they have a paid tier as well, but the idea is if you like it, you can then subscribe with money and directly benefit your favorite reporters. I'm sure the website is taking a fee off the top of that. So there's still an intermediary. There's still someone in between the reporters and the you know, the readers. But nonetheless, it seems like these guys are pretty happy with it. So
I love the concept.
Yeah,
and the further decentralization of these things, of all these, particularly reporting, right, I think may bring back some journalistic integrity that seems to be sorely lacking.
Let's see if they can withstand the pressure that they will inevitably get from the corporate government.
By the way, Bitcoin.com, also another great place to go to get some independent reporting. They've got a news website called news.bitcoin.com. You want to find out what's going on in the world of cryptocurrency, news.bitcoin.com has it, and they've got it updated every single day. They're not just covering Bitcoin, they're covering wider than that, just cryptocurrency in general. Check it out at news.bitcoin.com. If, however, you are brand new to crypto, brand new to Bitcoin, take the time to go and learn about it over at Bitcoin.com. So just go to the normal Bitcoin.com site. You click Get Started at the top of the page. You'll find some introductory material that will hopefully help you be able to wrap your mind around some of the new concepts that are being introduced to the world of finance with cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. So we will be checking on the phones here in a little bit. Hopefully they're going to start working again. 202-380-3699. We've got calls on hold, but I haven't been able to successfully screen them yet, so I don't think I can actually put them on the air. We'll get to that. But for now, I want to continue with Greenwald's assessment here. This, you know, this fear-mongering story that was in the news, I mean, continues to come back in the news about the Department of Homeland Security rolling out a snitch program, which, you know, presumably they've been doing the whole time. Because remember, they were talking about domestic violence, domestic so-called extremists a decade ago under the Barack Obama administration.
Yeah.
So it's not like this is that new as far as what the government is doing, but it is another focus on this, right? So they're letting people know that this is something that they're looking at. And according to the their report that they filed back in March, they're looking at people on the left and the right. They specifically cite Antifa, animal rights, environmental activists, pro-choice so-called extremists and anarchists. as people that they're looking at, quote, those who oppose capitalism and all forms of globalization, and people on the right, including sovereign citizens, anti-abortion activists, and those deemed motivated by racial or ethnic hatreds, as just some of the people that they're going to be investigating and or are investigating. Anyone with their viewpoints derived from anti-government or anti-authority sentiment, or opposed to perceived economic, racial, or social hierarchies. This is some wording from the government report. Now, as Greenwald points out later in his piece, he says, involvement of the intelligence community in the domestic activities of U.S. citizens is one of the most dangerous breaches of civil liberties and democratic order that the U.S. government can perpetrate. It was after World War II when the CIA, the NSA, and other state security agencies that wield immense and unlimited powers in the dark were created in the name of fighting the Cold War. Legal and institutional prohibitions on wielding that massive machinery against the American public were central to the always dubious claim that the security behemoth that operates completely in the dark was compatible with democracy. So it was the fear of the Red Scare, of the fear of communism, that was their excuse for creating these agencies that are now turning their focus on the American people directly, instead of just, you know, the Russians or whatever. As the ACLU noted, quote, in its 1947 charter, the CIA was prohibited from spying against Americans, in part because President Truman was afraid that the agency would engage in political abuse.
Oh, my gosh. Which, of course, is exactly what's happening.
Well, now, political abuse could just simply mean that he was afraid that they would spy on his friends, right? Like, that they would you know, start amassing files on the politicians. So that was they weren't really concerned with the rest of the American people. They were only concerned with themselves.
Yeah, well,
and these days it depends on which politicians, because there's some politicians you're allowed to spy on because they're not in the VIP section. Yeah.
If you think for a minute that there isn't spying going on amongst politicians, I think that would be very short-sighted.
Mm-hmm.
Since that time, Truman's fear has been realized over and over. Some of the worst post-World War II civil liberties abuses have been the result of breaches by the CIA and other agencies of this prohibition. The whole Ed Snowden thing was all about the NSA spying on Americans in violation of these prohibitions. As the ACLU documented, the CIA in the 1960s was caught infiltrating and manipulating numerous domestic political activist groups. Under the auspices of the War on Terror, entire new bureaucracies such as the Department of Homeland Security and new legal regimes like the Patriot Act or the FISA Amendments Act were designed to erode these long-standing limitations by dramatically increasing surveillance powers aimed at U.S. citizens. And by design, the infiltration of these security state agencies in U.S. domestic politics has dramatically escalated.
Ain't that the truth?
So, we can continue. Your calls, your thoughts, welcome. Also, on the way, Captain, you've got nonconformity quotes.
Is that a disease?
That you can share with us. And I just feel like that would tie in really well with the story about people not appreciating governments ramming their opinions down our throats. How can we nonconform better? We'll talk about that on the way here. You can share your thoughts with us. 202-380-3699. It's Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Tropical storm Claudette has weakened to a tropical depression after dropping heavy rains on Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. The storm is expected to drop up to 15 inches of rain in some areas along the Gulf Coast as it heads east and moves into the Carolinas Sunday night into Monday. Forecasters also expect Claudette to re-strengthen into a tropical storm as it moves into the Carolinas and eventually back into the Atlantic Ocean. And a driver has been arrested after allegedly hitting 9 cyclists with his truck during an Arizona road race. Police in Sholo, Arizona say a black Ford F-150 hit several bicyclists Saturday morning before speeding off. They eventually tracked him to a hardware store where he was shot. 6 cyclists were hospitalized, with 4 in critical condition. The 35-year-old driver was also hospitalized after the shooting in critical but stable condition. You're listening to USA Radio News. Florida's governor takes on the CDC and wins. Mike Fortier has the details.
A federal judge Friday ruling in favor of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. DeSantis suing to stop the CDC from requiring that cruise ships only take on passengers who can prove they have been fully vaccinated. The judge rules the CDC exceeded its authority. While it may be a legal victory for DeSantis, it may not be a victory for the cruise industry. Steve Geller is the mayor of Broward County, the home of Port Everglades.
I've spoken with leaders of the cruise industry. They have told me they don't think their passengers will go on cruise ships unless they know the passengers have been vaccinated, passengers and crew.
So starting July 18th, the CDC's vaccine requirement for cruise ships becomes just a recommendation. The CDC has until July 2nd to appeal. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And Brazil has now recorded 500,000 deaths from COVID. The country's Ministry of Health said Saturday that cases are on the rise in Brazil, averaging between 70 and 98,000 new cases a day for the last several days. This is USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Our phones are working now. We think. At least I could talk to the last caller that called in. So we had a bunch of people waiting. I had to unplug the phone box and then plug it back in. So.
We'll do it live.
So I apologize to everybody who has not been able to get through tonight. I suspect that's been more than a handful of people because normally Saturdays are busiest
nights. What's the number, Ian?
It's 202-380-3699. That's 202-380-3699. Tonight with you is Ian.
Bigless Mountaineer.
Some guy.
And we're going to go to your calls and thoughts. Of course, you can bring up whatever's on your mind, though we've been talking about so-called domestic extremism and the federal government and all of its domestic and foreign policing agencies, including the CIA.
I was thinking about, because you were reading and they were talking about domestic violence.
Mm-hmm.
And like that term to me has classically meant like problems in the home.
Yeah, somebody
like
beating
somebody
wife
beating their wife
husband.
Or something like that. Yeah. And so now it has a different meaning. And I wonder if in classic government form, if those two things will ever like sort of come to a head where both of those definitions.
Well, you see, by being born in this geographical area, you were instantaneously wedded into an abusive relationship.
It's true.
That you cannot leave.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Raul is on the line calling from a bunker somewhere. Raul, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys.
Yes, sir. Thanks for making it.
My disclaimer is that according to the media, I'm practicing my white privilege. I have freckles, if that should explain it. But, yeah, I want to chime in on this whole thing. I'm interested in where this all stems from. My theory is that a lot of the people that were in college during the Vietnam War were so pissed off and got to the point where they hate this country so much, they inserted themselves into the government agencies, local, state, and federal, And they, because they hate this country, they're doing everything they can to destroy it. I think this is something that, they've been planning for a long time, and now we're starting to see the fruit.
They who?
Well, anybody who hates this country and inserted himself into the federal government, state governments, meaning in positions they gain power or authority, in various agencies,
Do you think it's just possible that the organization type known as government is the problem? Do you think that's possible?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah,
no question about it.
If by destroy this country you mean like hollow out the middle class and basically disempower all of the citizenry, yeah, absolutely. They need us as powerless as possible. Otherwise, we don't need them. We don't need their government programs. We don't need their protection. All of that.
Well, whoever they are, they definitely love the government. I mean, however they feel about the country,
right.
They definitely love control. They love taxes. They love obedience. And whether they be Republican or Democrat, they're all of the same ilk.
Well, anyways, that was my point. I think that's where it stems from. I just wanted to get your
thanks,
thoughts.
Thanks, Raul. I appreciate your call tonight, man. Thanks for making it. Let's continue here. 202.
Yeah, I think it's definitely deeper than just the Vietnam War. Like, this isn't a single event thing.
202-380-3699. I'm just going to go unscreened here to this caller. Caller, you're on the air on Free Talk Live. I'm hoping things are working. Hello?
Me?
Yeah, you're on the air. What's your name?
Okay, I just wanted to say...
Oh, it's Robert.
Yes, you can help me.
Robert in South Carolina. Go ahead.
Okay, I just wanted to say that, yes, you can have people of all political persuasions that come in and want to change things in their direction, and that could be, and they could run from A to Z, from extreme conservatives to communist revolutionaries.
David, I'm glad you said that.
Robert,
I'm sorry. I'm glad you said that, because one of the greatest illustrations, I don't remember who gave it to me, that I've ever heard about government is, think of government as a gun, or a weapon, if you will, any kind of weapon, doesn't matter, and all people try to do with it is gain control of it, and then when they gain control of it, they try and point it at whoever they don't like. And so it all depends on who has control of it at any given moment. And that's why I believe, of course, that the organization type known as government is the problem.
Well, yes, the problem is, though, you need a government. My grandfather once said...
Why? No, you don't.
Why do I need one?
Well, you do. You do need somebody to keep everything under control, because otherwise, if you didn't have police,
no,
you'd have gangs
no,
of people. Absolutely. You'd have gangs like in the 1930s where you had
there were police in the 1930s.
Yeah, I don't know if you've noticed, but even with the police, there are gangs of people, including the police. I count them as the most prolific gang out there. Right. I'm much more likely to be waylaid by a man with a badge and a gun than I am a Crip or a Blood.
That's right. But on the other hand, if there weren't the man with a badge and a gun, all of the Crips and those kinds of groups are not responsible to us whatsoever.
Well, actually, that would be great, because if it was actually a Crip or a Blood that tries to waylay you, you could actually fight back against that person. And then most people looking at that situation would say, oh, well, he was fighting against a known gang member. I mean, obviously, that was the legitimate thing to do. But if you try to fight back against the police, people look at that and they say, oh, the police, they're our heroes. They're the ones out there protecting us. You can't fight back against them, even though they're doing the exact same thing in many cases.
We have many systems built into our system in order to prevent corrupt policemen.
Well, it's failing.
Yeah, it doesn't work. Yeah. It doesn't work.
At all levels, it's failing, from the local to the state to the federal level. It is not stopping corruption at all.
They're a necessary evil.
No evil is necessary, David.
Harumph.
Thank you for the call. So 202-380-699. Well, I mean, so what do you guys think, though, about that idea that a little bit of evil is needed to protect from even more evil?
Evil
is not necessary.
Even
period.
If that were true, which it isn't, but if that were true, then... Okay, just look at what happens when you give them the space for a little bit of evil. Like, This country was perfectly set up at its foundation to maintain minarchy. It was the perfect
small government, right?
Yes. A small government, that only watches over these certain things like defense and that sort of thing and keeping the court systems. Like, this was the perfect scenario. I mean, we were oceans away from everybody else. We had allies to the north and south. I mean, this was the perfect setup. We had come up with a brand new technology for how to really rein this in by writing down what they can and cannot do.
Mm-hmm.
And we are now the largest government ever
in the history of planet Earth.
And with more people imprisoned, I believe, than pretty much
any other time in Earth's history.
Yeah. Many of whom are there for nonviolent, victimless crimes, like having or selling drugs, for instance. So there's a ton of people behind bars in this country that have become victims of the police. And, of course, there's also the 1,000-plus people a year that are actually killed by the police in the United States. And other countries' policing agencies don't even come close, in a lot of cases, to those numbers.
People,
certainly Western countries.
People like Robert haven't thought it through, and if they have, they're stuck in this circular argument.
And frankly, mm-hmm. you get better service out of every other form of organized crime than you do out of government.
Oh, yeah. Organized crime might actually deliver on what they promised to you for extorting you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they might actually protect you.
Yeah. If they're like, hey, we'll protect you from the street gangs if you pay us, and then you don't pay and they come and bust your kneecaps or whatever. But if you pay, they might actually provide you some level of protection, whereas the police don't care.
Yeah,
and if they do, it's only of their own accord. It is not because they are a policeman. It has been ruled time and time again by the Supreme Court, both at the local level and the federal level, including the military, that none of these people, cops, all of them, have any obligation to protect citizens.
That's right.
None. No obligation at all, period.
If they do happen to protect you, it's just because you got lucky.
Yeah.
In that particular
case. Because it's feeling generous.
Yeah.
They don't have to protect you. Don't have to tell you the truth. I mean, honestly, we'd be better off if we had a competition crime than this monopoly of crime.
Yeah, and that's kind of an interesting road to go down, to think of like a thought experiment of what could things be like if we didn't have monopoly policing. What if we actually had the ability to choose who our protection service providers are? Like here in Keene, New Hampshire, you can actually choose your garbage company.
Mm-hmm.
Where I come from, there's no such option.
Well, right. And I mean, at the founding of this country, everyone was in the militia. And now, being part of a militia makes you a terrorist.
That's right. According to the U.S. federal government, they're certainly looking at militias. They're also looking at Antifa and anybody else that they don't think respects their authority. This is Free Talk Live, 202-380-3699.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi,
I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University's study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. Our phones are working, 202-380-3699. I don't think they were working right in the first half of the show, but hey, better late than never. So we'll take your calls, your thoughts. They're welcome about whatever's on your mind. You don't have to call about so-called domestic extremism and whatever it is the federal government is cooking up to try to continue to expand that definition and make it so they can put their nose into your life even deeper than they ever have. You can comment on that or bring up whatever's on your mind. Coming up, Captain, you've got 21 nonconformity quotes. If you want to throw one in.
I do, actually.
Feel free.
This one is...
And where's this from? Sorry.
Well, this is from FEE.org. It's
Foundation for Economic Education.
Yes. The first one is, the individual has always had to struggle to keep from being overwhelmed by the tribe. Mm. If you try it, you will be lonely often and sometimes frightened, but no price is too high to pay for the privilege of owning yourself. This is from Rudyard Kipling in 1935.
I have a tip, though. You don't have to be lonely if you move to New Hampshire. Then you're surrounded by people that are like-minded. People in most of the cities in New Hampshire exist who actually do care about freedom and get together and work towards it on a regular basis. So you no longer have to be lonely if you don't want to.
And that's always an important part of maintaining sanity, is that you have other sane people around you.
Yeah, that helps.
And, I mean, the fact is that this is a form of insanity that is just very, very common, so it's hard to get that reinforcement from your community, whereas if you move out to here, like, no, we will reinforce that, yes, your individuality is important.
I was thinking to myself, if I have anti-government sentiment and I go travel to the north end of New Hampshire where it borders with Canada, and I'm standing on the New Hampshire side, and I decide to step over to the Canadian side, does that make me a foreign terrorist?
I think that, I
step back over to New Hampshire, then I'm a domestic terrorist, and then I step over again, I'm a foreign terrorist?
Good question.
Do you lose your domestic terrorist status by being in Canada?
Right.
Because Canada doesn't consider you a terrorist yet?
Right.
Good question.
Yeah, I actually did go to Canada, or attempted to go to Canada. Technically, I was within their border. In 2015, we were at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and we did an event called Run for the Border, where a bunch of us, five of us, went up, and we were going to actually walk across
the Canadian border in the town of Derby Line, Vermont, which actually has the border cross through its library, which is kind of an interesting little, you know, fact.
That
you can go and you can see this line in the library, which we couldn't do because it turns out it was a Canadian holiday and the library was closed. We had no idea. But, you know, there's plenty of photos of it. You can go online and check it out. But
darn
also,
you, Boxing Day.
Yeah, we went through it with something else.
Hard to predict as Arbor Day.
But we went to the town anyway, and it was interesting because you could see, like, the other on the other side, there's Stansted, which is the town on the Canadian side.
Mm-hmm.
And prior to 9/11, there used to be regular traffic between the towns. There was no, like, checkpoint or anything like that. It was just a, you know, normal thing. If you wanted to go to the library from Stansted, you just went to the library. And you can still do that. They still allow people to walk along one sidewalk coming from Stansted and enter into the front door of the library, which is on the U.S. side of the library, and they're watching constantly from video camera devices across the street. So they're tracking who goes into the library, and if you come, if you're from Canada and you go into the library, and then when you leave the library, you don't go immediately back to Canada, they will send Border Patrol agents against you.
I detect a Mission Impossible kind of thing where a guy, you know, goes in and he's wearing, you know, I don't know, blue jeans and a t-shirt and a hat, and then he changes clothes. He's got like a trench coat and wearing shorts or whatever. I don't know.
I suspect that's been tried.
I suspect it has.
Yeah. So they will let you cross the border while you're in the library, though, as long as you leave by the wow.
Yeah. Well, you have to cross the border to get...
Remarkably generous.
If you're from Canada, you have to cross the border to get into the library. If you're in the library from the U.S. side, you have the ability to go into the back of the library where you're on the Canadian side without any kind of issue, as long as you don't run out the back door or something like that.
So domestic terrorists?
It's really an interesting place. They've got, like, potted plants in the road, like just blocking off one of the roadways that are apparently filled with concrete. Those didn't exist 20 years ago.
Right,
people could just drive back and forth, and the town, as a result, is dead. It is economically depressed. There's nothing going on. I mean, we were there on a holiday, but you could tell, like, the number of storefronts in downtown, half of them were empty.
Well, I'm sure as soon as this Second World War is over, then we'll go back to not having passports.
Yeah, right. You're referencing the beginning of the passport, which was in the World War II. Mm-hmm. Started that.
There are countries in Europe where they have that, except it's like a restaurant. You know, and it's no big deal. Where, like, the border runs through, like, the middle of a restaurant. Mm-hmm. And so you can go and have lunch or whatever, and you can, you know... Peakless is sitting on the, you know, other countryside, and I'm sitting on this countryside, and, you know, if we get up and do musical chairs, we can both be in different countries while we're having lunch together.
Well, it used to be a little easier to pass between European countries, but now they've got a COVID passport that they're going to start requiring. That's a whole other news story. But let's go to Sam. He's on the line in Delaware listening to WDOV. Sam, you're on Free Talk Live. Sam? In Delaware.
Yeah, press the button.
I did press the button.
Oh, I see it.
Sam going once. Sam going twice.
Sammy.
We'll put him back on hold. Maybe we'll see what happened to his line there. Our number is 202-380-3699. So we were talking about this story here from Glenn Greenwald, looking at the CIA, the NSA, the DIA, all kinds of agencies in the federal government that supposedly are supposed to do outside the United States investigations. But they seem to keep turning their focus inward in violation of various different, you know, prohibitions on that sort of thing. He points out later in his story, as I've been repeatedly noting over the last 2 months, the Biden administration, along with leading Democrats such as Adam Schiff from California, have been stating explicitly that one of their top priorities is the adoption of new laws designed to import the Bush-Cheney-Obama war on terror onto U.S. soil for domestic purposes. As recently as February 14th, the Washington Post, under the headline, quote, and by the way, this story was written in March, the agency found it because of 9/11 is shifting to face the threat of domestic terrorism, noted Benny Thompson, a representative from Mississippi, chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee, is now demanding that Homeland Security resources be redirected towards domestic extremists. And, quote, lawmakers of both parties spoke favorably of new legislation to specifically address domestic terrorism. Now, he makes an interesting point here. He says no one from the Biden administration or the congressional members demanding these new domestic terrorism laws can identify any activities that are not now criminal that they believe ought to be, right? Like, you know, bombing somewhere, threatening people, shooting people, plotting to destroy a building. You know, all these things are illegal already.
Right.
Unless it's to permit intelligence agencies to start policing constitutionally protected speech and associational activities among U.S. citizens, why are any new laws needed?
I mean, that's a great question. Why are any new laws needed, period? Even without the whole lead into that with the article and the discussion Indeed. That we've been having tonight, why are any new laws necessary? Everything that you could possibly construe as bad is already outlawed. Illegal.
Yeah.
Well, obviously we need new laws or else we wouldn't have so many legislators.
They do seem like to feel like that's their job, right?
I mean, you know, if we you know, just kept the laws that we have and started, you know, enforcing those, we might get the idea that we don't need these people.
Unless it is to empower them to escalate their already aggressive use of war on terror tactics against U.S. citizens, what do they want security state agencies to be able to do on U.S. soil that they can't already do?
I mean, are there things that they can't do?
That's the question.
It sounds to me like the empire is sad that it has ruled over most of the world in one way, shape, or form, in the form of hundreds of military bases, in the form of, you know, military coups inserting their chosen leaders into, you know, regimes where it benefits the empire. It sounds to me like they're just sad that they don't have anything to do because their rule is so omnipotent.
And they've got plenty to keep them busy already, you know, and a lot of it they're ginning up. A lot of it they're creating.
Well, right, but I'm just saying that now they're like, well, we're so bored, I guess we'll have to turn some regular folks into domestic terrorists.
Hey, we'll go arrest some Bitcoiners.
Does this mean we're about to get federal funding?
Who's we?
Well, the domestic terrorists, obviously.
That's
I mean,
right.
The usual pattern is that, like, right before they start going after a group, they, like, you know, give them a bunch of money and guns and training and stuff.
Right.
I mean, that's pretty much standard practice for the last 50 years or so.
If they drop, like, a cargo container on my property full of guns or something, I'll let you guys know.
202-380-3699. We got open phones for you if you want to join us here. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Also, more from the captain. He's got more nonconformity quotes. I want to get another one coming back here, Captain, in hour number 3 on this live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves. Are you ready for the domestic terror crack? Down, they're plotting one right now. What's it going to look like? It's going to be ugly.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.